Moncrief on News Talk.
When or if you look at old photographs of yourself, how does that make you feel? Sad? Happy? Do you feel the loss of a person you once were, or realise that this is the person you really are? Dr. Claire Hayes is a clinical psychologist. Afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Sean.
When you look at a picture of yourself when you were younger, especially if it's decades back, are you essentially looking at a different person?
That's an interesting question. I believe no. I think that how we were when we were younger is still somewhere inside us. But it depends. It depends, because for some people it might be, they might have changed so much since they were little that it does seem like that.
Yeah. But I would imagine change is inevitable. Life is going to change you. Experience is going to change you.
Yes, it is. But our core, I suppose the work of, the core of my work is, it's not what happens, it's the meaning of what happens. So experiences we have as adults can often be grounded very much with our experiences as children. So if we believe as kids that we have to please everybody, or we're not good enough, or everybody else is more important, or whatever it is. So when we look back at a photograph of ourselves as children, we might think, oh, I remember that. I remember being like that when I was little, and not realize, well, actually, that's still a core part of us. So we can change lots of things, but our core beliefs are something that, unless we become aware of them, might be harder to change.
Yeah. So do you think everyone to some degree or another is kind of stuck in that previous self?
Do you know, it's a really interesting question, Sean. Yes, I do. I'm stuck, maybe not, but I think we're influenced by our previous self. Definitely, you know, and things that we might take personally as adults, or things that we might worry about. I think when we reflect on it, and I suppose this is my job, this is the work of psychologists, therapists, to help people stand back and look at what was it about that that's so upsetting. And it can be some experience when we were younger, but it's not that we have to be dictated by them. Once we understand it and sort of have compassion over ourselves when we were younger, a lot of people might feel resentful about how they were as children. Like, why did they allow themselves to be victims, or why did they allow themselves to be treated very, very badly? And they, when they look at a photograph of themselves as a younger child, they might be really frustrated. You know, I shouldn't have been like that. Whereas having some compassion that, you know, we all learn, and as kids, we do the best we can, or we did the best we could. And then as we get older, we learn more and more and more. So I find looking at photographs can be a really powerful tool, but it depends. It can also become a weapon for people to beat themselves up with.
Yeah, in that, because there's a, if you're looking at your younger self, there's a temptation to do the, if I knew then what I know now, and why
exactly
didn't I know that then? Well, you couldn't have, because you were,
yes,
19 or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, that, and that's what I mean about a weapon. And, you know, I shouldn't have done this. And we compare ourselves, you know, I think as at any age, but, you know, sometimes looking at ourselves as younger can be, gosh, I didn't realize I wasn't as, you know, chubby or geeky or whatever we might have thought of ourselves at the time. And looking at a photograph can be very, very, very helpful. So it depends on how the photos are used.
Yes. But in general, then, would you think it's a useful thing to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've used photographs as a tool with people for years, and I've encouraged them to tell me the stories about the photographs of what was going on. And, you know, at some point there might be, people might choose photographs where they're smiling the whole way through. And then, you know, I say, well, when you look at those photographs now, maybe there are five photographs that they set out in front of me to portray their life, and what strikes you? And then they might say, well, I'm smiling in all of them, and I was happy then, and I'm not feeling happy now. And then when I say, well, tell me the story of what happened around that photograph, you know, maybe pick a six-year-old. And then as they tell me, they say, well, actually, I'd had a row with my brother just before that photograph was taken, and I was being told smile, and I'm gritting my teeth, and, you know, and then they go, oh, actually, I didn't feel really happy right through. And there were moments where I didn't, and the moments. So that's one instance of, you know, how I might use photographs. And then somebody who's giving themselves a hard time, you know, as you said, Sean, over, I shouldn't have done that. But then to realize looking at a photograph, I was 7. like, really, what am I expecting a 7-year-old to have done? Why have I carried that blame and shame and upset my entire life? You know what? That I was 7. So can the person have compassion towards that 7-year-old part of themselves?
Yeah. But sometimes, though, I don't know if it's a widespread thing, but some, people might look back on these photographs and have an idea that there's a core self and that perhaps a picture of a younger self, which has been to a degree unsullied by bad experiences, etc. That's, you know, that's the core self. And everything after that has been dented by life, so to speak. Is there anything to that?
You know, there's a book I had years ago, I think it was written by somebody called Parks, but the cover of the book was like the dolls we see, like the Russian dolls. And there was, you know, the inner child and then older and older and older and older. And I think there is part of that, just what I was saying in terms of core beliefs. But also in my work, I use imagery a lot and I help people see themselves looking at like a team, a support team that they have around. So there's the you today, Sean, but there's the you 10 years ago, the you 15 years ago. If you today were to go and have a chat with the younger Sean, like the Sean who was about to do his leaving cert and have a chat with him, that probably would have made a difference to him then. Equally, if the Sean 10, 15 years older comes in and has a chat with you today, that would make a difference. So I help people see themselves as part of a team. So I do what I can do today. I don't worry about next week as best I can or 3 years' time. The older Claires are going to look after that. So tonight when I'm asleep, I pass my relay baton over to tomorrow's Claire to do it. So I see that idea of a team being really helpful because it's like doing what we can today and letting go of a lot of the stuff from the past and letting go of the worries about the future. So I'm saying yes to both, really. Yeah. That yes, we do have the core, but we're not stuck with who we were in the past, and we don't have to be frightened of how we're going to be in the future. It really does come back to making the most of today.
Yeah. Then again, if I had the opportunity to speak to my 18-year-old self, I wouldn't bother because I was in Egypt when I was 18, and I was in Egypt precisely because I thought I knew it all and wouldn't listen to anyone.
Okay.
Conversely, it can be you can look at a picture of yourself when you're earlier, from earlier in your life and think, you know, I got better, actually, largely speaking, not
absolutely.
Perfect at all. But, you know, it can be good for people too, I would think.
Yeah. Well, you might have a bit of fun with that. You might say, oh, God, love him, you know, let him go. You know, he'll discover, he'll do it the hard way or the best, you know. But there could be a sort of a comfort in that too. You could look at 18-year-old you and go, you know what, but it got better. So there's so many ways that photos can be used, but coming back to, they can be a weapon. So if someone, for instance, feels or has a sense that they don't look okay, you know, or somebody as they're getting older is struggling, somebody who's maybe identifying with their appearance equals their value, their worth. And then as they're getting older and they're noticing, you know, it's got more wrinkles or whatever, and they have a photo they loved when they were whatever age, and they have that framed. And then every time they look at that photograph, it becomes a weapon. I don't look like that now. I've let myself go. I've put on weight. Why do I not look like that? Well, then I'd suggest looking at that photograph the way they're doing isn't actually helpful.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Rather than having that sense of progressing and getting better. Dr. Claire Hayes is a consultant clinical psychologist. Claire, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.